The person in question, the person who appealed his firing, was James Talton. Until recently, the director of the Veterans Administration's healthcare system in Alabama. And what was laid out in the report and what VA accused him of is pretty egregious by any standards. Widely reported in newspapers down there that an employee under him helped a veteran who was a recovering drug addict go to a crack house where he allegedly engaged in illegal drug use, already having a problem, and also engaged prostitutions. And then that veteran was kicked out of the substance abuse program that he was in. And this was, you know, pretty much an open and shut case of patient care.
Yes.
Patient neglect, rather. But it dragged on and on, and the evidence mounted. And the big question was, well, Talton, as the director, why didn't he do anything?
Mm-hmm.
And there was another similar case of an employee who got into a car accident with a government vehicle, allegedly lied, tried to cover up the circumstances. The VA says Talton looked the other way. He was slow to discipline those employees. And as a result, the VA lost its trust in him. He wasn't doing his job and they fired him.
So the chain of events here that is that VA Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson fired him. He was able to appeal. And then what happened after that appeal, Emily?
So under the new law that was passed over the summer, the Merit Systems Protection Board has only 21 days to rule on Talton's appeal, meaning that this case likely went to the top of the line at the Merit Systems caseload because it had such limited time. An administrative judge, in this case, the chief administrative judge, Thomas Lanfear, was the one who sent down the ruling affirming the firing. And that's the last word. Under most circumstances, someone who gets a decision like this can appeal to the board itself,
mm-hmm.
the three politically appointed and Senate-confirmed members, but that's not the case with VA senior executives under the new law.
Now, in this case, it's not likely he would have gotten anywhere because Judge Lanfear, you report here, refuted Talton's argument that the healthcare system staff shortages had made it difficult to hold employees accountable. And according to what he wrote in his decision, Talton occupied the pinnacle of the federal workforce. The fact that he was an SESer, he writes, makes his breach of duty more egregious and renders the decision of the deputy secretary to remove him all the more reasonable. So the judge is essentially saying, right on, this was exactly the right thing to do.
Yeah, and you have to say, you know, this ends a 31-year career for a federal employee, and open and shut, this is the end of the book for Talton. In terms of the process itself and what it means for future VA senior executives, this is a case that I think that they are going to want to read. And in fact, Federal News Radio reached out to one of the sponsors of the law that set all this in motion, the head of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, Congressman Jeff Miller, who said this report should be required reading for VA leaders at all levels as a warning, basically, that employee misconduct is no longer going to be tolerated in the department.
And I talked to Congressman Miller back in February or March, and one of the things that he pointed out was that he wanted cases like this to happen as much to set an example for other employees inside VA as for punishment for employees in this case who are judged to have engaged in misconduct or neglect or some combination of both.
Absolutely. And I think that's what this will be. It's the only one right now. And we should say that we know VA is investigating as many as 1,000 employees in connection with recent scandals involving mismanagement of patient care or long wait times. But so far has moved to fire only 4 senior executives, as reported. 2 of those resigned. 1 could be in this process right now. She just lost her job last week. That's the former head of the Pittsburgh VA healthcare system. So she could be entering a process similar to Talton.
As these cases continue, do we have any sense of how MSPB will continue to process them. Is that 21-day ruling likely to make them push them all up to the top of the pile? Or is their caseload sufficient, at least small right now, that they'll be able to process these in regular order?
You know, the Merit Systems Protection Board is still dealing with cases from the furloughs of last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a small agency that's undergone a tremendous change in its responsibilities over the last couple of years. It's obviously had to change its priorities because the law requires it to, but that means that other things have to be pushed back. So it's not as though the judges were twiddling their thumbs just waiting for
cases
to come down from the VA. That wasn't the case.
Plenty of work to do with that agency. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp, thank you very much.
Thank you.